on track. I kicked in a little as well. He was good with finances before he made his fatal mistake, and now he's working at the Charles Street Bank.
Mark's father? Is he a teller?
No. He's the president.
How could he become president of the bank in just a few short months?
Well, that's the part I kicked in. They had the choice to do what I asked, or I would withdraw $90 million that very afternoon. That would have put a little crimp in their style.
You have 90
in that bank.
I'm glad that they're doing well. Makes me feel a little better about it all.
Don't be too hard on yourself. If you hadn't entered him in that race, despite how it turned out, he and his father would still be on Pauper's Island.
That's true, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Williams, a telegram for Mr. Prescott.
Thank you, Robert. Sir.
Life just keeps getting better and better.
What is it? What's wrong?
Andrew's coming home this November with his wife and baby. He'll be arriving shortly before Christmas.
Oh, how wonderful! Just 3 months away!
Father, that's great news!
And he's bringing his in-laws, the Earl of Stockton and Mrs. Burden, and their 14-year-old son, Trevor Burden.
Grandmama. Father, this could be a disaster.
He's bringing the entire family.
Perhaps Grandmama would like to go on a voyage around the world? You have plenty of ships.
Aurora, be serious. This isn't the time for levity.
I am serious. An English family? Here? What is Andrew thinking?
I think Andrew has forgotten how Grandmama feels about the English.
I think you're right. When she hears the news, I wouldn't be surprised if she goes over to Bunker's Hill to begin digging new trenches.
But you haven't said a word all morning. Lucille, it's not like you at all to act like you're a mute. Is it me? Did I say something to offend you? Something to make you angry at me? I did. Oh, dear. Well, I don't know what I said, but whatever it is I said, I'm sorry I said it.
Mrs. Jennings?
Yes?
I can't talk.
You're capable of talking, as you just proved. I was getting worried there for a minute. What you mean is you won't talk.
Right.
Why can't you?
I can't tell you. If I did, I would be talking.
Well, you've come this far. Might as well tell me everything.
I can't. I'll get in trouble.
How can you get in trouble? Williams is upstairs and Miss Logan is in Philadelphia.
She is?
Yes.
She's in Philadelphia?
Yes. She left last night with Mrs. Prescott. Haven't you noticed?
No, I thought that maybe she was hiding, spying on me.
Why would she do that?
To make sure I didn't talk.
She told you not to talk?
Well, not completely, but I thought that if I just say nothing at all, I won't say what it is I'm not supposed to talk about, and I wouldn't get in any trouble.
Is that a fact?
So, I think I'll go back to not talking.
Just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to be wondering all day long what it is that you're not supposed to talk about. Thank you very much.
Father?
Hmm?
Are you all right?
Yes. Just thinking of how everything hits at once. We live through the entire year with adventure that borders on nothing short of dull, and then in the course of a few months everything gets... Well, we won't think about that right now. I don't find it difficult.
Father? Can I ask you something hypothetically, without you losing your temper?
I won't lose my temper.
If I were to tell you that Kevin and I were to be married...
Oh, dear God, Aurora.
No, Father, we're not. This is just a hypothetical question.
Are you certain?
Absolutely.
All right, continue.
If we were to be married, and you were against it and did not approve...
Yes.
Would you disown me?
No, of course not. If he is the man you love, I wouldn't be happy about it, but I wouldn't disown you. It would be very difficult for me to attend any family get-togethers at the Hulls. You might find me a recluse during such events.
Well, then how is it you have disowned Marietta? Bert is the man she loves.
Marietta did not marry Bert. She ran off with him at a train station. There's a difference.
But love is love, isn't it?
I suppose it is. And respect is respect. She showed total disrespect for everything your mother and I had done for her during her 19 years. I cannot tolerate such flagrant disrespect. Simple as that. Williams?
Sir?
Make clear the breakfast table and have my carriage brought round.
Sir, Robert?
Yes, Mr. Williams.
I'll pay you later, I promise!
Marietta! Marietta, it's your mother.
Mother?
Darling!
Miss Logan!
Miss Marietta! Here, let me look at you. Haven't you been eating? You're so thin.
Yes, Mother, I have been eating.
Sit down. Here.
Shall I make some tea, Mum?
Yes, that would be lovely, Logan.
I'm afraid I don't have any tea, Mother.
No? Oh, well, a brandy?
No, I'm sorry. I haven't gone shopping in a while.
Oh, what matters? Seeing you is the most important thing. Where is Bert? Does he have an afternoon performance today?
No.
He left you?
Yes.
When?
Yesterday, or the night before, actually. He never came home from the theater. Then I was told the show had left town. He wasn't planning on moving on. He was just going to join up with a different tour. Going out west, or the south. I can't remember which. Neither could he, for that matter. He's gone. That's all that does matter.
Did he hurt you?
Just in my heart. I thought he was the one for me. But once we got here, he started to change. And I knew I had made a mistake.
Logan, would you mind going downstairs and asking the carriage to wait for us?
Yes, Mum.
Marietta, did Bert have his way with you?
Yes.
I see.
I was in love, Mother. I thought I was going to marry him.
I understand.
How is everyone at home?
All is well.
Barton and Aurora?
Concerned about you.
And Father?
Your father is not pleased.
He didn't want you to come here, did he?
No, he did not.
I'm not surprised, not at all. If I were in his place, I cannot be certain I wouldn't do the same thing.
Your father will come around, Marietta.
Do you really think so? No, neither do I.
Oh, he will. He will. He's your father, for God's sake. Of course he will forgive you.
I once asked Father, quite a long time ago, actually, how he became so wealthy. He said, I never forget, and I never forgive.
But he wasn't talking about you.
He may as well have been. He's not going to forget what I did, and he's not going to forgive either.
Your father does a lot of things he needs to be forgiven for. If I need to remind him of that, I will. Are you certain that Bert is gone? Could he have been in a fight somewhere? Have you checked the hospitals, or, dare I say it, the police stations?
Mother, his wife and daughter showed up here yesterday, looking for him. He was long gone. He must have learned they were in town and left fast.
That bastard! That actor bastard! Oh, darling. Please, tell me you are all right.
I am, Mother, I am.
He never hit you?
No, Mother, never.
First things first. We'll go to a nice restaurant, and then we'll take the 4 o'clock train back to Boston.
How can I go back? I can't face Father!
That will make two of you. At some point, one will have to give.
There she is, officer. She's the one that owes me a month's rent.
Ma'am, I'm afraid you'll have to come with me.
Come with you where?
Down to the station. And I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her.
On what charge?
On the count that she owes me $18 rent.
Who are you?
Mr. Cobbs. I'm the landlord.
She owes you how much?
$18.
Oh, is that what all this fuss is about? A policeman? Really? Here is a $20 bill. Keep the change and leave.
Would you like to renew for another month, miss?
Not hardly. Go.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Come on. Thank you, ma'am.
What an annoying man. How could you ever have rented from him?
This sure is a nice motor carriage.
The only one in Boston.
But you said your father has gone to the office.
Yes.
So why didn't he go in this?
I don't know. I suppose he didn't want our carriage driver to lose his job.
How would he lose his job?
Well, if Father started using the motor carriage to go everywhere in, he would have no use for the horses, and Norman would no longer be needed.
Couldn't Norman be the driver in the motor carriage?
Father asked him.
Oh?
Norman said it was only a matter of time before it blew up and he could never ride in it.
Why does everyone think it will blow up?
Because it's filled with gasoline.
Oh. And that's bad?
It catches on fire easily.
Oh, well, in that case, maybe we shouldn't be sitting in it.
The gasoline is in a tank. It won't blow up.
How fast does it go?
20 miles per hour.
20 miles per hour? If that don't beat the Dutch! Imagine going that fast. What's that?
Huh? Sounds like
a motor carriage. It is. Look, it's the same as yours.
It's Kevin Hull.
The Hulls have a motor carriage too?
I knew they would.
I like his goggles.
Greetings, gents. Great day, don't you think?
It was.
Albert?
Well, I'll be. You've got a motor carriage, too.
What do you mean, too? We've had this for weeks.
Oh, I haven't seen you driving around town, and I've been driving mine for 2 weeks.
Yours? You mean that motor carriage is yours?
Of course. Why? You mean that one's not yours?
It's his father's.
But I can drive it whenever I want.
Yeah.
I see. My father bought me mine. Thought we should lead the way of progress and be the first ones in town with one.
Well, sorry to disappoint you, but you were not the first.
Well, I think I am. Like I said, I haven't seen you driving around, and God knows I've been everywhere. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm calling on Aurora.
She's inside.
Thank you, gents.
I really don't care for him, Barton. Do you really think Aurora would marry him?
Not if she has any sense.
Robert.
Yes, Mr. Williams?
I would like to have a word with you before you go out onto the floor.
Yes, sir?
It's about...
Yes?
It's about the secret that you, Lucille, and I share.
Right.
I told you the reasons for my behavior. Lucille, I mean.
Yes, sir.
Which was why I acted as I did towards you. It was unforgivable, I know, but... Telling you what I did, it is my hope that you will forgive.
I do.
And forget.
Forget?
Yes.
Forget that you are Lucille's father?
Not so loud, please. The walls have many ears.
Why are you ashamed of it?
I am not. But the master of the house would not, shall we say, welcome the news. Nor would Miss Logan.
But you're her superior, aren't you?
Nor would Miss Logan.
You think I would tell her?
I didn't say that. However, I believe that Miss Logan is rather curious.
I'm not going to say anything, Mr. Williams. May I go out onto the floor now?
Carry on.
Sir.
Yes?
Charles?
Mother, how nice to see you.
I don't understand why you feel compelled to keep an office here.
The company is called Prescott Steamship Lines, and I am Prescott.
Yes, but you have people to do all this mundane work for you.
Well, it keeps me sharp.
It's a waste of your time. Not many men, none, actually, have the money you do.
Rockefeller has a few dollars more.
So I'm told, just a few. My point is, your business can go to hell, bankrupt, and it will not make the smallest dent in your finances.
I am well aware of my financial situation. Is that what you came here to tell me?
Your father built this business from nothing. But there is no denying the fact that it was through your efforts that it became an empire. But that is not why I'm here. Talking about the past is such a bore, don't you think?
Unless we're talking about the British Army in Boston.
That is something entirely different. Those red-coated monsters, they threw people out of their own homes to use as barracks. They took
Mother, please. I cannot discuss the Revolutionary War at this precise moment.
Yes, of course. It was not my intent. But any mention of the occupation gets my blood zooming to the boiling point.
Well, we won't mention them again.
Don't patronize me.
Mother, was there a reason you came here?
Yes, but it wasn't to see you. I actually had no idea you were here.
Oh? Well, what was the reason, then?
A boy from your office delivered a telegram to me, but was foolish enough not to wait for an answer. Henderson let him go. He's getting so old, you know. Forgetful.
Well, he's been with you for many years.
Oh, I just hate the thought of breaking in a new butler. Terrible. Just terrible.
The telegram?
Hmm? Oh, yes. I needed to send a reply, so I thought I would come here and see to it myself. You don't mind my using your telegraph, do you? They charge by the letter downtown, you know.
I don't mind in the least.
Good. Don't you want to know to whom I am sending a telegraph message?
No, I'm assuming it's private.
Of course it is. But you're not curious?
No.
What if I were to tell you it was a detective?
A detective?
A detective.
Oh, the one you hired in Philadelphia to spy on Marietta?
You knew!
Well, I don't know any other reason you'd need a private detective in Philadelphia for.
True. Do you want to know what he discovered?
No.
Just like that? No. Would it interest you to know that Jocelyn is returning to Boston with Marietta?
I'm looking forward to speaking with Jocelyn upon her return.
And Marietta?
I've already said what I'm going to say on the matter. There is, however, something I need to tell you. Now might be a good a time as any.
Oh?
It concerns Andrew.
What about him?
Well, he's returning home soon.
Good. Did he get a divorce?
No. He's bringing his wife and his son.
Oh, heavens!
And his mother-in-law and father-in-law, the Earl of Stockton and Lady Burton, and their son.
Charles, I know you are not happy with my looking in on Marietta, but this is a cruel joke to play in retaliation. I have an aged heart, you know.
Your heart is stronger than anyone. You'll be in the Amen corner doing a dance long after I'm dead and buried. And it's not a joke. They're coming to visit.
Oh, my stars! This is horrible news. Most horrible. Why didn't you tell me before?
I only just found out myself.
Oh, dear God. What are you going to do about it?
Well, there's not much I can do.
Write back. Tell him not to come.
Mother.
Then write and tell him to leave the Earl and his wife at home.
I can't do that.
Charles, this is a disaster. What about the October ball? Are we expected to invite them to the October ball?
Mother, you have not attended the October ball for 26 years.
I was planning on going this year.
You were not. Besides, they will miss the October ball. They're not arriving until just before Christmas.
The nerve. The nerve of those people. Englishmen. At Prescott House. Horrible! And at Christmas time, when we're supposed to all love one another, this house will be filled with a fat lord, his ugly wife, who probably has large horse-like teeth, a sniveling emaciated boy, and a harlot who has thrown herself on our Andrew like a spider. It's a disaster, Charles.
I'm glad to see you're taking it well. Look on the bright side. You'll be able to attend the October ball.
October ball? I'm not going to that foolish ball. I never go. You should know better than that.
It's amazing to see how people stop what they're doing when I drive by. It's like they don't know what a motor carriage is.
Most probably don't.
The age of the horse-drawn carriage and cart is coming to a close. I can tell. The motor carriage is the way of the future. That interests you, doesn't it? You're always talking about how the 20th century looms.
Yes, but Kevin, did you come to see me to talk about your motor car?
No, of course not.
Well, what then?
Well, I haven't seen you in 3 weeks.
I know.
That's a long time.
Yes.
Gets a fellow thinking.
Does it?
It does.
About what?
Things that were said.
What things?
To be blunt, about the way I speak to servants.
Oh?
Talking down to them, I believe you said.
Yes.
In these 3 weeks, I've had time to think on it, and I've come to the conclusion that you are right.
What?
I was mean and out of place. I never should have spoken to her the way that I did. I came here to tell you that I'm sorry and that I have changed my ways.
Kevin, have you?
Yes.
Oh... Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes, I thought you might be.
Lucille.
Oh, please go away.
Go away? Why? What have I done?
nothing.
Don't you want to see me anymore?
Yes, I do. Go away.
That doesn't make sense. Lucille, stop peeling the potatoes for just a minute.
She can't.
Just for a minute?
She has to tend to the second floor hearths.
Yes.
What happened? Why are you acting this way?
I've been told to stay clear of you.
Williams?
No, I can't say.
You don't have to. If it wasn't Williams, then it's Miss Logan.
I ain't saying.
Lucille, look at me.
I don't want to get sacked.
Miss Logan is in Philadelphia. She's not here. Will you look at me? What did she say to you?
I need to stay clear of you. Our friendliness must cease.
That's what she said to you?
It doesn't matter, Robert. I'm going to start looking elsewhere for work. I can't stay here. Excuse me.
That's how I felt a while back. Underappreciated.
Who does Miss Logan think she is?
She's the head of the cleaning staff. That's who she is.
She can't tell us who to speak to and who we can't speak to?
Well, actually, she can.
Barton?
What?
How long are we just going to sit here in this car?
Have we been sitting long?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be bad if we were driving someplace.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, here he comes.
Just ignore him.
What's the matter? Won't it start?
It starts.
Did anyone ever tell you that the purpose of having a motor carriage was to go places?
Oh, gee. Is that what they're for?
Don't get fresh, Junior, or I'll knock you down a peg.
You and who else?
Now, boys. No fighting. The truth is, Kevin, this is my father's car. I am merely sitting in it.
Oh? Why are you just sitting in it?
Do you see any other seats in the area?
The gazebo?
That is a great distance away. I prefer this spot, under my favorite maple tree. Besides, the gazebo looks down on Louisburg Square. And I don't like looking down on Louisburg Square. It's not polite to look down on things, don't you know?
Did anyone ever tell you? Never mind. Good day.
That was a low blow. I live in Louisburg Square too, you know.
I know, but I was insulting him, not you.
Oh. What's he doing?
Turning the crank to start the car.
Damn!
I guess it's not working.
Can one of you give me a hand? I had trouble starting this earlier, too. I need to turn the crank while someone turns up the throttle.
Sorry, we're busy. Come along, Albert.
Barton!
Married. Disgraceful. Oh, when I think he was in our house and sat at my table and blatantly lied to your father and me. Outrageous. It's outrageous.
Mother, please.
Please what? Marietta, after what you have put us through, I am allowed to show a little emotion over this rogue and what he did to us.
To us?
Yes, us.
Mother, I'm the one he left.
He took you from us and turned our home upside down. What he did to you affected all of us.
I thought I was doing the right thing at the time.
Any time a person finds themselves in a position where they see the need to run away without telling anyone, they can rest assured that they are most likely not doing the right thing.
I thought I was in love.
Thought? One doesn't think one is in love. One knows.
At the time I was sure. I meant thought as in looking back.
Oh.
Father must be quite angry.
No, dear.
No?
No. He has gone far past the point of anger.
Oh.
I imagine it will take some time before he even acknowledges your existence again.
Maybe I shouldn't go home.
Nonsense. Where else would you go?
I could go stay with Grandmama.
Yes, there's that. I hadn't thought of that. But no. You will not be driven from your own home. Your father will just have to swallow his Yankee pride and get on with it all.
I couldn't bear to have him ignoring me.
Marietta, you did a foolish thing. It was a mistake. You hurt your father and me very much. I am more forgiving, and you and I will move forward the same as we did before. Your father is going to take more time. Remember, we have had a difficult summer. What with the news of Andrew and then Barton getting sick and you, well, Things like that take a little time to understand, especially when they happen all at once.
I never meant to hurt you.
I know that, dear. Let's just hope that your father knows it as well.
Aurora, I've been looking for you.
You found me.
Oh, hello, Lucille.
Master Prescott.
Isn't it rather late in the day to be cleaning the fireplace?
Perhaps, but they need to get done.
I suppose. Carry on.
Yes, Master Prescott. What did you want to see me about, Barton?
I wanted to make sure everything was all right.
With what?
With you.
Why would things not be?
Because I was outside and saw Kevin Hull. Aurora, I know it's none of my business, but it is my opinion that Kevin Hull is a prig. Did you hear what I said?
Of course I heard you. You're 3 feet away from me.
Albert and I saw him, and he's so full of himself. He was rude, too.
He has changed his ways. He's more compassionate.
He told you so himself, did he?
Yes. He told me he no longer talks down to, belittles, or yells at his servants. Sorry, I dropped my work bag.
What have you got in that bag? A cannon?
Just shovels and tongs and ashes. Sorry.
Here, let me get that for you.
Thank you, Master Prescott.
Quite all right.
I at least want to give him the benefit of the doubt. A chance.
Do what you think best, but as far as I'm concerned, he doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt. Albert and I were sitting in the motor carriage, and he talked to us like we were children. He's the same age as me.
Why were you sitting in the motor carriage?
Huh? Oh, well, you were just sitting.
Pretending you were driving somewhere?
What? No!
No wonder he treated you like children.
May I take your hat, sir?
Here you are. I'll be in the library, Williams.
Barton and Marietta are upstairs, sir.
Very well.
Good day at the office, sir.
Not the best. Certainly not the worst. Somewhere in between, I should think. Williams?
Yes, sir?
Almost out of bourbon here.
I noticed that just before you arrived, Mr. Prescott. Robert is bringing some.
Good. All these books and I never read any.
Excuse me, sir?
Just talking to myself. Mrs. Prescott is due to arrive sometime this evening.
Very good, sir. It's not the same in the house without her.
It's quieter, I'll give you that.
Sir?
Oh, it's not that she's loud. No, I should sit. We're always arguing these days.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something, Williams.
Yes, sir?
Do you think it's wrong of me to remove Marietta from my life?
That is not for me to say, sir.
Oh, stop the formalities just this once, Williams. We've known each other a long time. I should like to know what you think.
You may not appreciate my answer, Mr. Prescott.
I appreciate the truth, always. It is what is most important to me in this world. If we don't have truth, all we are left with is false securities.
Very well. I think you're making a grave error, sir.
A grave error?
One that I believe you will regret for the remainder of your life.
What makes you think so? Go on, it's all right. Why would I regret it for the rest of my life?
You can consciously tell yourself you're cutting all ties, and for a while you may think you've succeeded. But soon you will realize that you can never cut an emotional tie. Or you can certainly try, but the emotion and the bond will always remain, albeit painfully.
Wise observation from one who has never had children.
Mr. Williams?
Robert, I didn't see you there.
I did not want to interrupt.
Good man. Bring the bourbon, if you would.
I'll take that, Robert. Thank you.
Williams, pour 3 glasses.
Sir?
3 glasses. For you, me, and Robert.
Sir, it's hardly our place.
Ah, what the hell. Just do it.
Very well. Robert, 3 glasses.
Robert, sorry, I didn't see you, and what's that?
Sir?
Robert? Have you been drinking whiskey?
Bourbon. Master Prescott.
Robert?
I had permission. Your father offered it.
Oh. Well, was it good?
Stronger than wine. But I could learn to like it. May I ask, have you ever tried it?
No.
You should. I think it loosens the nerves.
Carry on. Father?
Barton?
Will there be anything else, sir?
No, Williams, thank you.
Sir? Master Prescott?
Williams?
And how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. I'm returning a book.
Which?
The Invisible Man. I finally finished it. Robert said you let him have bourbon?
Just one little drink. Robert and Williams. Maybe that way someone in the house will think I'm a nice guy.
I think you are.
Thank you, but you're not getting a drink.
I know. Father, Kevin Hall was here today.
Oh?
He was driving a motor carriage.
Gilbert bought one, eh?
Yes, he was. Making sport of me because I wasn't driving ours.
That's what the Hulls do, pay him no mind.
Why don't you drive yours?
Well, I have, but, I see it more as a recreational thing, for fun, on the odd occasion. I think driving it through the city would become a bit annoying to the people on the streets, not to mention the horses.
True, there's sense in that.
I think so. One thing to keep in mind.
Yes, sir?
If a Hull is doing one thing and you are not, you can rest assured that you are doing the right thing and that they are not.
I think you're right, Father. But how do we tell Aurora?
Oh, she'll find out.
Hello, Lucille. Miss Aurora. I'm just remaking Miss Marietta's bed. She'll be home in the morning, and after a night on the train, she will most likely want to sleep.
But the housemaids make the beds.
I know, miss. But I was here for the hearth, and it wasn't scheduled to be changed because it already was.
If it already was made up, why would you...
You see, it hasn't been slept in for a long, long time, and I thought it would be best if the sheets were changed. Lying still as they have, well, who knows what things we can't see were in there.
Things we can't see?
Yes, miss.
Like what?
The chill of many a cold night. The hearth ain't been lit since she left, you know. The dampness of rainy days, all of those things just settle into a room. And if they settle into a room, then it only stands to reason that they would settle into the bedding, wouldn't they?
I suppose you are right, Lucille. You don't mind if I sit a moment, do you?
Me? Of course not, miss. It's not my place to give you permission. You can do as you please, I'm sure.
It's polite to ask. I don't want you to think that I am watching you work.
No, miss.
I often sit here in this room. Isn't it a lovely view? You can see the ocean over the rooftops of the city.
It is beautiful, if I may say so.
Of course you may. Lucille, don't act like I'm royalty. You have a right to free speech.
But sometimes... I'm sorry. Yes, Miss Aurora.
But sometimes what? Why are you so nervous? You're acting like I'm going to hit you or something.
It's just that... Please, miss, I've said too much.
No. I want to hear what you're trying to say. It's just that... What?
I'm not supposed to talk to my betters.
What betters? You have no betters.
Oh, but I do.
And who are your betters?
Anyone above my position in the house, Miss Aurora.
Nonsense. They may make more money or be in positions of higher authority, but they are not better. God created everyone in his own image. We are all the same race. Some are more fortunate than others. And it is they who must help those less fortunate. But take everyone's money and power away, we are all the same. We are all God's creatures. Not one of us is better or is more special than the other. You may be working here and have a low position at the moment, but in time, you can improve your position. That's what we do as people. We improve ourselves. And it is up to each of us to take the bull by the horns and do so. If anyone tells you that they are better than you, well, tell them to go to hell.
Miss Aurora.
I mean it.
But I could never tell Master Hull to go to hell. I mean...
Kevin?
Oh, no. See? I've said too much. I talked too much. Mrs. Jennings told me so. She said I talked too much.
Lucille, did Kevin Hull tell you that he was better than you?
Miss Aurora, please don't ask me.
Lucille, it is important I know.
He did. I spoke to him, and he was angry I did so. He said I was not to speak to my betters unless they spoke to me first. I feel horrible.
Well, don't. I have seen him display that attitude myself. It is most unattractive.
I think so, too.
And there he was, telling me he has changed his ways. He said he would never talk down to his servants again.
Maybe he isn't. That's why he had to talk down to me.
And there he was, telling me all this, when he had belittled you just moments before. The nerve. Wait till I see him.
Oh, but Miss Aurora, if you tell him you know that, he will know that I told you, and he will tell Miss Logan, or somebody will, and then I'll be sacked.
You will not be sacked, Lucille. Don't worry about that. No, the only one who needs to be worried is Master Kevin Hull.
There it is, Prescott House. So nice to be home, especially after spending all night on a train.
Looks so beautiful with the morning sunlight, doesn't it?
Mother, I'm scared.
Of your father? Nonsense. Once he sees you, all will be forgiven.
Are we talking about the same father?
Yes, dear. Of course.
Welcome home, Mrs. Prescott. Miss Marietta.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert?
Ma'am?
Oh, I can't wait to see Aurora and Barton.
They're at school, ma'am.
Robert, the bags.
Yes, Miss Logan.
How nice to have you home, madam. Miss Marietta.
Good evening, Williams.
I'm quite sure you have gone against my orders in my absence and I've been chatting up Lucille.
No, ma'am.
Of course you have. Most likely getting her drunk on your cheap wine. Just remember what I told you before, Mr. Turpin. I am watching you and your wicked ways.
I'm back.
Yes.
Marietta?
Father?
I find it difficult to look at you right now. Please go.
Charles.
It's all right, Mother.
How could you?
How could you? Sneaking out in the middle of the night against my wishes.
Your wishes? The hell with your wishes, Charles. She's my daughter, too. Did you forget that? I made her.
Well, I helped. Remember that?
Oh, you helped, all right. You had the easy part. To put it in terms you can understand, that of shipbuilding. I think if we were to break things down by contribution, the facts would prove that I did most of the heavy lifting with her construction. You just laid the keel and cracked the champagne after the launch.
Oh, you're one for the books.
No, I wrote the book.
She can stay here today. And the night. But she must find another place to live.
What?
She has brought disgrace to this family. No decent young man of independent means will have her at this point. Only gold diggers.
Where would she go?
I don't know. Maybe she can go to the theater and find another actor.
I don't believe what I am hearing. This from the man who was ready to commit murder for her after that Navy captain found someone else. This from a man who has accepted his eldest son's misstep, with a child resulting in the bargain. She's not going anywhere, and you know it.
I know. But I am very angry with you for leaving to get her and not telling me.
It would have been an argument.
I know, and I am very, very angry with her for running off with that man.
He was married, you know.
What?
With a wife and daughter. She shows up at the apartment. Bert was gone. Left the day before. Marietta, it seems, was not the first to be caught up in his charms. According to the wife, she was one of many.
That bastard. He sat at our table with her and lied. I don't know how much of my feelings are just pride. He takes my eldest daughter, the apple of my eye, as they say. He takes her away. I couldn't even give her away, as one's supposed to do. And she was just suddenly gone. We were watching the back end of a train leave the station. I was so angry. He took her. No chance of a wedding or a formal goodbye, which makes it easier on us. But as usual, it's not about me, is it? She was hurt in the end, more than me, or any of us.
Charles.
Once again, I treat my family like a business deal gone bad. It's my one major fault.
It's not the only one, darling.
I'll go talk to her and tell her I'm glad she's home.
Sir?
Williams?
Can I bring you coffee, Mrs. Prescott?
I've been up all night on the most uncomfortable train on the rails, Williams. A brandy is more in order, I should think.
Mom. Very good, Mom.
Mrs. Prescott to see you, ma'am.
Jocelyn, there you are. Thank goodness you're here. Oh, I must sit. This news makes my heart flutter.
Here, please, sit down. Can I get you anything?
Just your attention.
You certainly have it.
I was out on my morning drive, as I always do, and while on Revere Street, you will never guess what I saw.
I don't know.
The Home for Aged Colored Women.
Mrs. Prescott, that home has been there since 1860.
I know. As you recall, I was one of the leading supporters, and donated a substantial amount to construct the home. I sat on the board until 1890. It was the first home of its kind, where elderly ex-slave women and free Bostonian black women could live in relative comfort with no worries.
I know. I sat on the board myself. What is bothering you so?
Gilbert Hull and his Democratic Southern sympathizers want it closed down.
Closed down? Why?
They say it does not belong on Beacon Hill. He was in front of the building making a speech saying how the city can no longer afford the upkeep. It looked like every reporter in Boston was there.
Is Mr. Hull out of his mind?
How can he be out of something he never had? Jocelyn, we cannot allow this to happen.
It's incredible.
I knew it was a mistake to take the home out of private charity and turn it over to the city. The city is incapable of running anything. All of its officers and leaders are know-nothing poltroons.
We must learn all the facts and then figure out the best way to fight this.
It makes no sense for Hull to make this an issue.
Williams?
Yes, Mrs. Prescott?
Please have my carriage brought around immediately.
Very good, ma'am.
We are going to Revere Street.
Where is Charles?
Upstairs with Marietta. Let's not get him involved. We were both on the board of directors. We'll handle this.
Charles was right about those Hulls. They are no good. No good at all. The nerve! Attacking those poor, innocent ladies.
Let's go. Mr. Hull is going to regret this day. By the time I'm finished with him, he'll wish he were in hell, hammering hot iron on the devil's anvil.
You've been listening to Beacon Hill, starring Jerry Robbins as Charles Prescott, Shayna Dirick as Jocelyn Prescott, James Tallack as Williams, Cynthia Pape as Augusta, Nolan Murphy as Barton, Natalie Vatcher as Aurora, Emily Elizabeth as Marietta, Diane Capon as Miss Logan, Barbara Dempsey West as Mrs. Jennings, Rebecca Klein as Lucille, and Isaac Bean as Robert. Featured were Joe Caliendo Jr. as Kevin Hull, Fred Robbins as Cobbs, and Joseph Zamparelli as the policeman. Tonight's program was written and directed by Jerry Robbins and produced by MJ Cogburn. Executive producer was Mark Vanderberg, with music by Austin Davey and orchestrations by Jeffrey Gage. For the Colonial Radio Theatre on the Air, this is David Alt speaking.
Last time on Beacon Hill.
What is it? What's wrong?
Andrew's coming home this November with his wife and baby.
Oh, how wonderful!
Father, that's great news!
And he's bringing his in-laws, the Earl of Stockton and Mrs. Burden, and their 14-year-old son, Trevor Burden.
Father, this could be a disaster.
Where is Bert? Does he have an afternoon performance today?
No.
He left you?
Yes.
Telling you what I did, it is my hope that you will forgive.
I do.
And forget.
Forget?
Yes.
Forget that you are Lucille's father?
Not so loud. The walls have many ears. The master of the house would not, shall we say, welcome the news, nor would Miss Logan. Miss Logan is rather curious.
I was out on my morning drive, as I always do, and while on Revere Street, you will never guess what I saw. The Home for Aged Colored Women. Gilbert Hull and his Democratic Southern sympathizers want it closed down.
Mr. Hull is going to regret this day. By the time I'm finished with him, he'll wish he were in hell, hammering hot iron on the devil's anvil.
Jerry Robbins, Shayna Dirick, James Tallock, and Cynthia Payne. Featuring Nolan Murphy, Natalie Vatcher, Emily Elizabeth. With Diane Capon, Barbara Dempsey West, Rebecca Klein, Colin Budzina, Isaac B. Beacon Hill. Episode 11.
Mr. Prescott, Mr. Hall, over here. The Boston Journal would like to clarify. You are calling for the home for wayward colored females be moved, not closed?
Correct. While the endeavor is a noble gesture, it belongs in another part of the city, not on Beacon Hill.
Why not?
Look around you, sir. Beacon Hill overlooks the entire city. It is a beacon. It shows the world what is best about Boston. It shows accomplishment and the benefits of hard labor. Do we really want a home filled with ex-slaves as a part of that beacon?
Stop here. Oh, it's Mrs. Prescott.
Gentlemen, please step aside and let me get out of the carriage, for heaven's sake.
Mrs. Augusta, Mrs. Prescott.
Mrs. Hull.
How nice to see you.
Mrs. Hull, what on earth are you doing? What are you thinking?
Jocelyn, whatever do you mean? Gilbert is simply expressing his opinion.
In public. To a mob.
It is his constitutional right.
A constitutional right to call for the tearing down of a building?
Not tearing down, my dear. Moving it away. Off of Beacon Hill.
I chose this location with my late husband. He laid the cornerstone. Prescott money built it, and no Gilbert Hull is going to tear it down.
No one wants to tear it down. It's a fine building.
We just want to move those dwelling in it.
Of all the...
Augusta, Jocelyn, good morning.
Good morning.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, darling, they are not happy with us at the moment.
Oh, why?
Don't do the pretend dance, Gilbert Hull. You know damned well why I am here, and I apologize to the press for my language.
What is the meaning of this?
Quite simply put, this home is a blemish on our community, and it needs to be removed from Beacon Hill.
A blemish?
Yes.
Mr. Hull, you and the rest of the Southern sympathizers of the late war between the states need to come to a united understanding. You lost. The Union was preserved, and slavery has been abolished. The Negroes are people, the same as you and me, and they deserve the same rights and opportunities as everyone. They have as much right to live here on Beacon Hill as you or I do.
I must disagree. Living on Beacon Hill is a privilege. It is earned.
Oh, nonsense. The real estate here costs more. End of story. If you have the money, you can buy, rent, or build a home here. I happen to have built this home, and it has just as much right to be here as any other, including yours.
In fact, they have more of a right. They have paid the price of freedom with their blood and the horrific thing called slavery that was bestowed on them. Now they live in peace and in comfort.
Besides, the house is bought and paid for. End of story.
Hardly the end.
The city of Boston does not segregate where any person can or cannot go. It is indeed the end of the story.
Mr. Prescott, Mr. Hall, over here.
Gentlemen of the press, the mighty Prescotts built this home for good public relations. When the late Mr. Gordon Prescott wanted to expand his empire at the docks, building this home was a way to pacify the city that was, at the time, all caught up in the drama of what had been the Civil War and the assassination of a president. The South had its reconstruction, while in Boston the mood was to do damage control on those who were wronged. Gordon Prescott saw his opportunity and built this house for former female slaves. And as the city was gushing over his generous heart, they gladly gave him the right to expand the wharves for his own personal gain.
That's a lie. The purchase of the docks and surrounding area was secured before this home was even conceived.
I don't think so, Mrs. Prescott. You gentlemen can dig deep to find the truth. But what I say is how it happened. Now, gentlemen, I intend to meet with the mayor of this great city to discuss a proposed plan to move the occupants of this fine establishment off of Beacon Hill.
Jocelyn. Mrs. Prescott, a word.
What?
Was this home built as a trade-off for your husband to expand his shipping business at the wharf?
Certainly not. But why ask me? You're only going to print the story that sells more papers and looks better in print. I never.
I can't believe it.
I'm sorry things got so heated. Gilbert is very passionate about this.
What's he up to?
What do you mean?
All of a sudden, the Wayward home is an issue. He's up to something. Is he running for office? Is business bad and he wants to get on the public dole?
No, of course not. How can you say such a thing? Gilbert is a very successful man. In fact, his railroad is about to go public. He will be expanding all over the country. He can't have potential investors and shareholders riding past a home for wayward colored women now, can he?
So that's his motivation. You're prepared to uproot all of those poor ladies who have already seen the fields of hell just so your investors don't have to look at them on the way to your house that is badly in need of decoration? Mrs. Hull, that is disgraceful.
I'm sorry you feel that way, my dear. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must join my husband. Good day, ladies.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Between this and the English invasion soon to befall us, I honestly do not know how much my heart can stand.
What English invasion?
Didn't Charles tell you? Andrew is returning home and bringing the entire English clan with him. Isn't that charming?
And he just left you?
Yes.
No idea where he went.
He may have gone with the Chorus Lady Company, but he was also talking about joining a different show with Eddie Foy. He must have known his wife was closing in on him and he needed to throw her off. His wife! Oh, Father, how could I have been so stupid?
Now, now. Love is blind, as they say. When you're in love, you see nothing else, nothing around you in any direction.
And I've shamed the family.
I thought so at first. But thinking it over, it'll take a lot more than some two-bit actor to shame the name of Prescott.
Thank you. Oh, Father, I love you.
I love you too, dear. Very, very much.
As I said, you heard me, Mrs. Jennings.
Only two for dinner, and he doesn't want the chicken and popovers.
As I said, he would prefer soup today.
But I prepared. Oh, never mind.
Can you have a soup ready in a half an hour?
Well, I'm going to have to now, aren't I?
We must be flexible, Mrs. Jennings. Dice it up and use it for a salad.
I'll take your advice under consideration.
I was only trying to help.
I'm finished with the cleaning, Mrs. Jennings. I'm all yours.
All the hearths?
Oh, Miss Logan, I didn't see you. Yes, all of them. Polly helped me.
Who is Polly?
A new scullery maid to assist with the cleaning of the hearths.
Ah, right. I saw a new face but didn't know the name. All's well and good, but Lucille, there's been a change in plans. I need a soup, and I need it in a half hour. I'll stoke up the stove. You dice some potatoes and carrots. Oh, I can use the chicken in the soup.
I believe the master wished to avoid chicken, Mrs. Jennings.
Oh, well, I don't know as I... What have... Dumplings! Flour and grease, and there they go. Wash up, Lucille.
Yes, Mrs. Jennings.
You have been heeding my advice, I assume?
Yes.
I hope so.
Yes, Miss Logan.
Explain to me why you were making up Miss Marietta's bed last night.
Last night, I...
Don't deny it. One of the housemaids saw you through the open door as she passed by. Explain.
It's a very easy explanation, Miss Logan.
And I'm waiting to hear it.
It's been so long since the bed has been slept in, and...
And what? Why is that your concern?
It's not, ma'am. It's just that I thought...
Who are you to think? Is it your duty to think while going from room to room?
I have to think, ma'am,
about your work. Your work and your work only. You have no business laying your hands on chairs, desks, beds, or windows while upstairs. You are to get on your knees and clean out the house and then leave as soon as possible. If I ever, ever hear of you touching anything in any of the rooms again, you will be immediately discharged and you will most certainly not get a reference from me. Is that understood? Is it?
Yes, Miss Logan.
Carry on.
What was that for?
That was none of your concern, Mrs. Jennings.
It most certainly is when you leave me with a crying girl whose head is filled with your harsh comments instead of a productive worker.
That is quite enough, Mrs. Jennings. Continue with your dumplings.
Robert?
Mr. Williams?
What time have you?
Almost 12:30, sir. Mrs. Prescott has been gone for an hour, so I thought she would be home soon.
And you are at your post. Good man.
Sir, Mr. Williams, may I ask you something?
Of course.
Why are you being so nice to me?
I was not aware that I was.
You just said good man. That's a compliment. At least the way I took it was.
Mrs. Prescott is due home. You're here at the ready for when she does, and I didn't have to go looking for you. I was glad. I said good. I'm not sure how you're mining a compliment out of that.
I suppose I misinterpreted.
I suppose you are correct.
How long shall I wait? Luncheon is served soon.
I shall serve lunch. It will only be the master and Miss Marietta for the time being. You stay here. She should be home soon. Well, then again, when the Hulls are involved, it may take a bit longer.
Did I hear the name Hull mentioned?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Why on earth would that name need to be uttered in this house in the middle of the day?
The two Mrs. Prescotts took a carriage to Revere Street, where Mr. Hull was apparently giving a speech. Sir.
You're kidding.
No, sir.
What was he giving a speech about?
Well, far be it from me to say, sir.
Oh, out with it, Williams. You can break that code with me.
He was at the Wayward Home for Colored Women.
What? The hell for?
He was, allegedly, saying that the city could no longer afford it. Mrs. Augusta said that every reporter in Boston was there.
Good God. I suppose he brought his own soapbox to stand on. That insidious worm. When did they leave?
A little over an hour ago, sir.
Why didn't they tell me?
They left in a hurry, sir. Mrs. Prescott did not want to bother you.
More likely she wanted to avoid bloodshed.
Sir.
Robert, do me a favor, will you?
Yes, sir.
In the library. Give me a brandy, please.
Yes, sir.
That Hull boy, Kevin, he's come around again, I hear?
Yes, sir.
Barton does not seem to care too much for him.
Yes, sir.
How about you?
I think the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, sir.
In what way?
Well, he's just a boy. Perhaps in time he will...
Oh, answer the damn question, Williams!
Very well, sir. He thinks highly of himself. He thinks not at all of the servants, and from what I was told, belittled Lucille in front of others.
How could he have done that? Lucille's not allowed on the floor unless she's cleaning the house.
It was in the kitchen, sir.
What the hell was a Hull doing in my kitchen?
I believe to see Miss Aurora, sir.
So much for his romantic side. Meet me in the kitchen.
Your brandy, sir.
Thank you, Robert. Good man.
Thank you, sir.
I'm so mad I could spit.
Not in public, dear.
Oh, the nerve of those Hulls.
Indeed.
How can you remain so calm after what we just went through?
Calm on the outside, Jocelyn. Inside, I am angry enough that my summoned energy could rip apart Charles' largest steamer, the Tremont.
It's not good to keep that kind of anger inside, you know.
I know, dear. I'll let it out when I get home. If I let it out here, I shall frighten the horses.
Oh, what are we going to do? We need a plan of action.
I'm thinking.
He said he had a plan to propose. Who would he propose that to? The mayor?
Most likely the city council. And then the mayor.
I'll run for city council. You can too.
I'm too old and trying to enjoy my sunset years. Besides, there is not a seat open for election until 1900. We don't have 2 years.
The way Gilbert Hull was talking, I wouldn't be surprised if we had more than 2 months.
What if we were to have a meeting?
With the city council?
Well, that too.